Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. Two Batesville men have been charged in circuit court with several felonies involving residential burglary and theft. Court information says 44-year-old Leon Blake Kelly and 38-year-old Jeff Lindsay Hall Jr. were caught in a Batesville residence in the process of stealing property from the house. Court documents said the two had been in the residence earlier and had taken property into the woods behind the house and hid it. Both men were charged with residential burglary and felony theft. Hall's bond was set at $10,000 and Kelly's bond at $50,000. The first baby of the new year locally was born January 1st, a little after 1 p.m. at the White River Medical Center in Batesville. The little new miss, Madison Ann Forey, the daughter of Mike and Amy Forey of Southside. Madison weighed in at 7 pounds 3 ounces, 19 inches in length. One interesting fact about Madison's birth is that her umbilical cord was cut at 1:11 p.m. on 1/1/11. Madison has a sister, 6-year-old Abby, and a brother, 20-month-old Caleb, said, "Mom, we're so glad to have her here." And the Independence County Hydro Project sold just over $388,000 worth of power in December. The project produced 5,519 megawatt hours of electricity and sold it for $70.32 per megawatt hour. Wildlife experts are trying to solve an apocalyptic-type mystery. Why did nearly 3,000 red-winged blackbirds tumble from the Arkansas sky on New Year's Eve? The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission says laboratories in Arkansas, Georgia, and Wisconsin will examine some of the carcasses. Results could be back within 7 days. Commission spokesman Keith Stevens said the birds fell in an area about a mile long and a half a mile wide. Commission ornithologist Karen Rowe says the flock could have been hit by lightning or high-altitude hail or may have been startled by fireworks. And if that's not strange enough, another mystery from the State Game and Fish Commission. It says a fish kill along the Arkansas River near Ozark appears now to have been caused by disease, but test results are pending. Several thousand drum fish washed up along a 20-mile stretch of the river, roughly between Ozark and Clarksville. Game and Fish Commission spokesman Keith Stevens said the aquaculture school at the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff is conducting tests to determine the cause of the die-off. The results will take about a month to come back. Steven says only one species was affected, which indicates the fish were stricken by an illness. Independence County deputies are investigating the theft of 3 firearms from a T&J Circle residence. Authorities say someone entered the residence at James C. Hughes sometime within the last few weeks and took a 9mm semi-automatic pistol, a 40 caliber semi-automatic pistol, and a 12-gauge Mossberg pump-action shotgun. They were valued at approximately $800. Independence County deputies were also busy over the weekend investigating other activities, including a commercial burglary on Allen Chapel Road, in which someone broke into 3D Glass Company and took money from a cash drawer. Also, a break-in of a storage building on Jennings Lane, in which over $1,300 in jewelry and computer equipment were stolen. Also, the break-in of a storage building on Dry Run Circle, in which Christmas decorations were stolen. And 4 cases of someone spray painting, some graffiti on a business, 2 vehicles were spray painted, and a residential fence had graffiti sprayed on it. Police activity in Izzard County, according to Sheriff Tate Lawrence, involved a Wednesday afternoon call to Mount Pleasant that resulted in the arrest of a Batesville man. According to the report, an altercation was supposed to have occurred near the intersection of State Highway 69 and West Road involving a man and a woman. Deputies, after investigating at the scene, charged 18-year-old Jerry L. Lewis with domestic battery, third degree, and public intoxication. Lewis posted bond the following day of $2,500 and was released from the Izzard County Jail with a future court date. Also in Mount Pleasant, 41-year-old Ronnie Ray Hollowell was arrested December 27th on a warrant charging him with being a felon in possession of a firearm. Hollowell remains in the Izzard County Jail in lieu of $10,000 bond. And that brings you right up to date.